All right, welcome back to another episode of Liam's Podcasts. As promised in the last episode, I have my friend Noah here. Say hi, Noah. He's just laughing because, you know, he hasn't never been in a podcast before.
Hey, that's not true. That's not true.
Why is it not true?
I've been podcasting with my friend before.
What's the name?
I can't remember. It was in sixth grade.
Okay, so...
I don't think it ever got posted on YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
I think he just wanted to do it to make fun of me. Yeah, I think he did.
Damn.
Anyway, yeah.
Hello. Damn, so it's good. It's good to have you here. So what I thought we would do tonight, we actually have a couple snacks here, like you can hear. That's so loud, Jesus. My Noah's behavior, he's kind of autistic.
Hey, I'm his homie with an extra crony, okay?
So stupid. Anyways.
Like I said, I got an extra crony up there in that brain.
Shut up. You have sort of brain cells.
Oh, that took me a while to process.
He doesn't even respond. So, I thought we were talking about today is school and different stories that you have. So, I'll let Noah go first. What do you want to start off on?
Oh, okay, so,
I told you guys, he's stupid. He's just say a story, motherfucker.
Oh, God, I'm not prepared. Okay, so, alright, you know what? I'm going to not start off with something school. Okay, so, remember one time, I was at, like, Liam was over spending the night at my house. This is the first time he ever did. And so, like, my dog was on. I'm just kidding. My dog was... We have a Weimaraner and a GSP, German Shorthair Pointer. Now, the German Shorthair, he's like, he gets rape happy whenever new people come, right? So, like...
Rape happy?
Yeah. So, yesterday, we got his balls chopped off, right? This is off topic, but, like, we got his balls chopped off because he kept humping us.
Was it your brother?
Yes.
Your brother told him the story about his brother.
That's what I was going to do.
So, he has
a little man. So, like, we had to get him neutered, right? Because he kept wondering, the funniest part, which I think is the real reason, even though my parents say it wasn't, is he kept taking pills into my room and humping them for, like, 15 minutes straight and coming out with a little excited wee-wee and going, the exact noise he made when he was humping. So, like, off topic. So, you know, yeah, new smell, he got... Rape happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were playing Call of Duty, right? And so Call of Duty Black Ops 2, because that's the only...
This is where my Jagger?
Yes. Because Black Ops 2 is the only good Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
Advanced Warfare... You know, I think after Advanced Warfare, Treyarch and, like, all the people who made it just, like, should commit no breathe to die. Because that was a terrible game. Alright. Yeah. So, back on topic. So, we were, like, you know, playing Call of Duty, right? Jagger, yeah. My little brother, I have two brothers, Hayden and Jagger. Jagger's, he's 8 and he's in 3rd grade. Hayden's, I think he's 12.
You think? How the fuck do you not know his age?
Well, actually, yeah, he's 12, because...
No, he is 12 now, okay.
Yeah, he's 12. So, and he's in 7th grade. I'm in 8th grade, I'm 14. Alright, so... 20-month difference-ish, all right? So, Jagger, before we got Gunner is our GSP name, then Addison, or Addy, is a Weimaraner name, right? Weimaraner's name. So every time before we got Gunner's balls chopped off, right, if we would go into, like, a sleeping bag or underneath a blanket and, like, start moving around, he would be like, ooh, that looks like something I'd like to hump. And he goes over to it, and he's like... He starts off with a biting at the legs, like, nom, 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 nom. Make sure it's real tender meat, right? And so then he'd bit the meat, he'd bite Jagger's leg, and Jagger's like, oh, Gunner, stop, kick him in the face. Right, and Gunner just like, Gunner just stops, right, and looks at Jagger, and is like, I'm about to end this man's whole career, right? He's got this look. On it, he's got this look that just screams, I'm about to end this whole man's career, and goes like that big, and he walks up to Jagger, like that old dude that you see in the gym with like the 10-inch long, just swinging it out, all happy, And he goes, and just starts going ape.
Ape shit on his brother.
Yeah, ape shit on Jagger, right? And Jagger's wailing over, going, get him off. And like,
his like, brother's like, what is it, like eight?
Yes.
Or seven?
Eight. And like the amazing brother that I am, I just look at Liam and I'm, and we just like burst into tears laughing.
He's just like crying in terror. Then we're just like in the corner, just like laughing our fucking balls off. While he's just getting like raped and clawed at. He's like screaming, and we all start laughing because the dog is just like looking at us while he's humping him, and he's like starts, and he starts smiling. He's like, yeah.
He sticks his tongue out. He's like, this is the best thing in my life. Right. And so after like 5 minutes with Jagger getting butt raped by a dog, we go over to Gunner and we're like, whee! And just kick him.
Damn! It's okay. We just took my dad's car.
And like we just schlong, we just like cock block him. Just like.
Yeah, we rip him off.
I kick him in the nuts, cock block him, and Liam's just like, come here, boy! And like yeets him across the room. Yeah. I think I could hear under his breath like, yeet.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that's my story.
That was fucking. Because I remember Jagger's face was just like
pure terror.
It was pure terror. Like, imagine you listeners. Imagine getting like in a hostage situation and having a gun pointed in your face. That's what this little kid's face looked like. He was so scared. And in the moment, the dog is just like, give me the butthole. And we're all just like, wait, what the fuck? And he just starts going at his body with his, like, 2-inch dog dick. Just right
which is 2 inches bigger than Liam.
Fuck off. Fuck you. You're no longer allowed to be in the podcast.
I'm trying.
So. No.
And, like, while there's, hold on.
We're eating our pretzels.
And, like, after all of this, Gunner's got, like, this massive erected paint dick. It's like, it's like, I think.
Fucking The Rock, the Dwayne.
Yes,
Johnson.
It's super erect. It's, like, 5 inches long. Like, it's massive. Compared to, like, 2 inches.
Super girth.
Yeah. Compared to his, like, 1-inch wonder, right?
It's, 1-inch wonder.
It like goes from the 1-inch wonder to the 15-inch destroyer, right? So we put him in the crate, in his crate, right? It takes man like half an hour for his 15-inch destroyer to go down to the 1-inch wonder. It's quite.
Didn't he start humping the air in the crate, in the cage?
I think, yeah, he started.
Like humping the air.
You know, like, you know, like when he was in the crate, like, so imagine like a dog just laying down, just like. Making the back and forth motion, right? Just doing that. We did that for a solid 5-10 minutes.
That's funny. Bro.
It's hilarious.
Your brother got raped by a dog. Your brother got raped by a dog. Okay, I have a story now. So. What the fuck was that? We have water back here, and he just, like, like, slurping it down.
All right, hold on, before Liam starts, when I'm playing Xbox with my friends, because I'm not a PlayStation, normally, we've got a mic, right? And for all you Xbox players, you'll know that in the audio settings, you can turn up your mic monitoring and make it loud. Well, then, on our headset, you can turn that up more efficiently, like, 10 times, making it 10 times louder, right? So I like to join my friend's party with it, with the mic all the way up, and then when I join, they're like, "Oh, hey, no, how you doing?" I just sit there going,
ASMR gamer style,
just like ear raping them. Then I slam my cup down, like, "That's some good tea." Literally, what I do.
Yeah, tell them about your addiction to tea.
Oh yeah, it's like a drug.
Yeah, he loves tea.
Green tea.
It's kind of weird. It's specifically green tea without any sugar? Or is it just green tea and sugar?
green tea in general. I'll drink green tea with sugar, honey, plain, Publix.
Like, imagine, I know a bunch of my listeners, mainly from high school, and they're all probably thinking, that's one hell of a thing to be addicted to. You're addicted to tea. Well, we have fuckers at my school that are addicted to, like, meth.
Yeah.
And right now, I know a bunch of people are shaking their heads like, yeah, Liam's right. One of my friends is one. Yeah, I know.
I think I got the good side of the cookie.
You think you got the good side of the cookie? You got that? Oh, he just farted. Motherfucker. We're in a car, just letting you know. That's where you're gonna hear the doors open. He just ripped one in the fucking car. Fuck you. Fuck off.
Oh, yes.
Hell no, that shit sounds like death. Well, while he's dying over here, I'm gonna tell my story. So, when I was 8 or 9, I was 10. We had these like laser guns. I got them for a set, like 6 laser guns for my birthday when I was 10, and then I took them outside. Sorry about this loud sound. Close the door.
It's hot.
Fuck you. Pop my balls. So, we had this, like, gun set of, like, 6 or whatever. And I, like, walked out of my room with, like, 2. Like, 1 gun in my right hand, 1 gun in my left hand. And I strapped the gun to my forehead with duct tape. And then I strapped one to my dick.
Once with retarded. Duct tape, too. Once retarded, always retarded.
Fuck off. So, I was walking out of my room when I was, like, 10. With, like, a gun on my forehead, a gun on my right hand, a gun on my left hand, and a big, massive gun on my tiny little dick.
Was it compensating for something?
No, it wasn't compensating for anything. It was compensating for what I did to your mom last night.
Oh!
Get roasted.
Joke's on you. My mom's got a penis, too.
What the fuck?
Joke's on you. My mom's dad.
Whoa. So, anyways, I walked out there and I fell.
Oh!
The podcast thing just fell.
Oh, I can feel that now.
Move your fucking feet. Keep them down. You're going to keep the podcast microphone up.
Sorry.
So, I fell on the fucking gun on like my 3-inch peepee. I fell on the gun.
Wait, hold on.
What?
If it was 3 inches, then sorry, my math's not adding up. Did you get a minus 2 inches?
Yeah, like the gun itself like went inside my body.
Oh,
like my whole body just like engulfed the gun. And so, like, what the thing was, like, this is, like, a little extended piece where you pull it, and that's, like, it's, like, shield or whatever, something really gay. It's, like, a closet for gay people. And when you pull it, and the shield's activated for, like, 5 minutes. So, me being the smartass I was, I pulled the thing before I fell. And so when I pulled it, I landed on this irreversible. Like, if you were to smash it with your hand, it wouldn't go back in. It was set on a timer. So, of course, there's a stiff bar shoved up my rectum when I'm, like, 10. And I start screaming in pain. And I rip it off of my hair on my body, which only makes it worse. Because now it feels like fucking lava around my fucking split of a dick. I throw it. It bounces off my fucking bed and hits me in the fucking head. So I'm on the floor just like, yeah, like
pterodactyl screeching.
I start screaming and I say literally my last words, and I blacked out after this. I literally screamed, "My peepee has a boo-boo on it, come kiss it." And then I blacked out, and I woke up at the hospital. So, yeah.
No.
So, I want to talk to you about different people at your school. Who are the most reoccurring? So I had my I had an episode. I think my first or second episode of this podcast was called "The Bitches of School," where I went over the different types of people.
Oh, I've got one of those, but it's a teacher.
And you got like different types of teachers. Like I have like fuck boys, fuck girls. I got the emo girl. For those of you who haven't seen my second episode, go check it out at Liam's Stories on the Anchor app.
Vlog.
Oh yeah. No, I have a sponsored segment in here, you little twat.
What?
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
I have a sponsored segment in here.
Dang, bro.
That's right, nigga. Bad word.
Every black kid in there.
Every black kid in the chat. The fuck. No. That's not the black kids. Because you know what I've seen? The black people don't care. It's the white motherfucker feminists. It's that one motherfucker walking down the hallway like you. But I have black friends, right? I dab them up. I do that little like really gay thing where we go like this, like we make like a we are one fist bump shit. You know that? You know that shit? Like we'll do
it's
it right
like
now.
Every black man. It's like this. Every look. Like black man in the chat.
It's like this, right? That's all it is. Every black person I know was, like, fine with it. But then we got that one white little kid in the back who's like, you said the N-word! And, like, he'll run out, like, literally, this happened to me in 7th grade where I said the N-word to one of my friends. And he ran over, he hit me on the head, and he said, you said the N-word! But keep away, this kid looked like the fucking Hobbit from, like, 6th grade. And he looked like a blueberry head. And I was in 7th grade, and he runs over, he's like, you just said the N-word! And I'm like, yeah, it's English. What do you want me to do? He's like, don't say it again. And I bent down. I had to bend down to his level. For those of you who know me, I'm really short for my age. I'm 5'4". I'm 5'4" in 9th grade. How tall are you? Like 5'2"?
5'3" in 8th
grade. Yeah, he's 5'3" in 8th grade. This is some bullshit. So for this kid to be super short.
I've got growth disorder.
What is he, like 4'11"? This kid was like 4'11". Yeah, fuck you and your growth hormones. I'm 5'4" in 9th grade. Jeez. Fuck off.
Like,
I know there's a kid in my school who's 6'7".
It's like every black kid in the neighborhood just surrounds the car. Yee, yee, yee. No, this, like, you remember that one song I showed you?
What?
Oh, Valhalla. What is it?
Why don't you put on that Viking, like...
Yeah, that one, music?
Yeah, so we were in the car on the way back from Wendy's when I was sleeping over at his house, and we brought Wendy's back over, and all of a sudden, we hear his dad...
No, I was sitting there at your
house. We hear his dad just put on some, like, ethnic white people music, but
no,
it's just,
they're Danish. They're Danish.
They're Danish people? All you hear is just, like... Bon day, bon boy, and we're just like... What the fuck? Like,
here.
Is it right now. Put it up against the mic. Not that close.
Slit AF, bro. Bahala.
This is a Native American song. Chant with them. Turn it up. Chant with him.
Can't do it. Let me try on an actually good song. This is actually a good song.
Shlong?
Good song.
He said shlong.
Whatever. Only 90s kids will remember John Denver. Bro, only 90s kids. Alright, we'll just have this playing when we're talking. I'll turn it down.
A little bit more. Move it to the side.
Oh.
Take me home to a place.
This is my... I love this song.
Along. West Virginia!
Sound like a drunk Irish guy.
Yeah.
Feel like a drunk
West Virginia!
Have you seen Harry Potter? Where, I think it's the 6th movie.
Yeah.
Where Slughorn and, when we're singing this, that reminds me of when Slughorn and, Professor Slughorn.
Yeah.
And, what's his face? The
Snape?
No. The tall dude, the...
Muggle.
No. What's his name?
The tall dude with the beard?
Yeah. God dang, I just had a brain fart.
Fuck. What's his name? Fuck. I know you're talking about... Hagrid.
Hagrid, yeah. When we're singing this song, that reminds me of when Slughorn and Hagrid are in the Sixth Minute, when they're drinking together and singing. And that's when Harry Potter... when Slughorn gives Harry the memory of Tom Riddle. Anyway, off topic. Let's just listen to some music. Now, I'm going to shuffle play my playlist. All right, it's very different and diverse. Not this song.
Yeah. What do you think is the most annoying clique that you have at your school? Like, fuckboy,
like
goth
prick.
Girl?
Oh, this is a good song. I'm just kidding. I'll just play my violin music. Because, I play
violin. But while you're doing that, what do you think is the most, like, retarded and stupid, like, group of people there is? Like, for example, like, the goth girls, the goth guys, fuck boys, fuck girls, teachers' pets, I'm talking about. In your opinion,
girls,
what's the most annoying?
Girls who like you and you give obvious hints to them that you don't like them, but they still try to get you.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I'm currently going through this right now. It's a seventh grader who I don't like. Her name's Madison Avery, right? So she's in seventh grade. She liked me last year, and I turned her down.
Okay.
I like her as a friend. She's nice, but she's just not my type, right?
Yeah.
So I've been trying to give her, like, really big hints that I don't like you, that I don't like her.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was like... So we were in orchestra class because, like, I've been playing orchestra since I was sixth grade.
Good talking.
And so, like, I'd like to think...
Keep talking, yeah?
That I'm pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You've heard me play.
Yeah, he is really good. You can play that crab shit on the piano. What's that thing?
I can play crab riff on the piano. I teach myself piano, and my mom majored in piano, so music runs through our family, right? I've been playing orchestra since sixth grade. I was in the Orlando Youth
Sentinel.
The Orlando Youth Symphony, and their prelude, and apparently, for only playing 1 year, that's really good to get into, but unfortunately, I had to leave because it got in the way with soccer, and that's what I like. I'm playing right now, but yeah, so she keeps, like, I remember one time on orchestra, she pointed her bow at me, which is like where you used to play the violin, right?
Yeah.
She pointed at me, and she's like, the person who I like is across from me, and I'm like, and so...
You fucking move? No, what do you mean?
And there was another boy across from me, and I'm like, oh, you mean Josh? And she's like, no, silly. And I just turn around, and I just start...
I'm so dying.
And I just start sawing off on the violin. I just start playing to, like... Because that was, like...
That was rough. The boy I like is on the end of this stick. Yo, Josh? No, you silly. Fuck off. I don't like you. I still like you. Yeah,
so,
I know what you mean.
So, like, every time I walk by her, I'm talking to my friend, I'm just like, hey. I'll just say, like, Billy, Frank. I'm like, hey, Billy, don't you just like to eat Vienna sausage slime by the spoonful, or is that just me? Like, every time I walk by her, I either just, like, say hi, like, nod my head, or look away and pretend like I'm talking to friends.
Yeah.
And, like, just say disgusting things, because, like, she's a nice girl, and she, like, blah, 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 deserves someone good for her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not her type. I mean, she's not my type. But those are just kids that I find, or girls that I find, to be really annoying.
Yeah.
People to be really annoying.
Yeah. And for your sense, and for you sensitive listeners out there, when he said girls and those kinds of people, he did put quotation marks around them. So no need to get offended.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, if you want to be transgender, change it, you know. You want to be gay, bi, homosexual, you know. You do you, all right? You do you.
Yeah.
I could care less. I would still be friends with you even though you are gay, trans, or bi, all right?
Yeah.
No offense there.
Anyways, so next topic. What do you think, and this is going to be like more of an open one, not like story-based, but like just giving off like little like tidbits of information that are funny, you know, like, so what do you think about airports? I fucking hate them. Like, I wish there was a way for humans like to fly and to not have to go to executive like public airports.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. Last time I flew, whatever, was when I was 4 years old and was flying to DC. Okay. But from what I have heard, airports are bitch to get through.
My God. When I was 8 or 9, I had a Coke bottle in my water bottle backpack, right? I spilt the Coke bottle in my water bottle. And since Coke is so bad for you, and this is scientifically proven, the sensors in the fucking machine picked it up as bomb-like chemicals. Yeah. So me being my 8-year-old self, I was in a room with like 7 different FBI agents, a glass of chocolate milk, and some Oreos, and I was sitting there like, what the fuck do I do? And I have this big ass chungus looking dude walk over to me and just like,
boom, boom.
What are you gonna do with that chemicals? I'm just like, I was gonna drink them. He's like, you're not gonna do that. And then my mom comes walking and she's like, yo, you know he like just dropped Coca-Cola. And this was like 2 hours later. Cause she couldn't get through. She finally ran through, breaking the law, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know he just dropped Coca-Cola in the fucking water.
I hope the music's not too loud.
No, you're fine. And they were like, are you sure? Look at it again. And of course, government workers being stupid as fuck, they forgot to look at the sugar inside of the fucking bottle that I showed them. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
they saw the fucking sugar label and they didn't think to stop, like, well, I mean, oh, maybe he's 8, maybe he just spilt it.
I mean, this, yeah, I guess stressful and annoying, but like, you gotta think, back when 9/11 happened, you could literally bring like a 20-foot machete onto an airplane.
All jokes aside,
you could bring a knife onto the plane or a gun even, and airport security wouldn't check it, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So after 9/11, like,
everyone
they
got,
started like tightening.
Yeah.
It went balls in. So like, I get it, it's annoying, but like, yeah. It's like, would you rather interrogate a 7-year-old for 8 hours to get to no end, or not interrogate a 7-year-old or 8-year-old or whatever, and them eventually, or in leading them to, like, hijack, like, bomb the plane, or worse.
Yeah. Good point. That's a good point. It was a good point. Yeah.
Like, because, yeah, it's stressful, but, like, what's more important? Getting annoyed? Like, what's more important? Not being annoyed or the safety of 300-something people on a plane?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Okay. Since you kind of won that battle.
Like, not to, like, kill the fun or anything.
Yeah, no, it's a good time to be serious. But now we're going to talk about, and I'm going to be starting a new thing on my podcasts called Craziest Stories Ever. Every time I bring on a guest or anytime I fucking feel like it, I'm going to talk about a crazy story. So today we're going to start the first segment of Crazy Stories in this podcast ever. Noah just opened up the door, walked out, and farted. Hey, you can't expect me for not to say anything. So, we're starting that first segment today here on Liam's Stories. So, Noah, what is the craziest story that has ever happened to you?
Oh.
I love the violin just like in the back. Dun, 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 dun.
I told you that was me playing. I'm just kidding. It's not me. It's Taylor Davis. Not sponsored, but she's really good.
I wish.
Oh, jeez. Craziest story. My life's crazy. I don't know what it were.
A crazy, crazy story.
All right, this isn't going
to
be...
It doesn't have to be good, funny. It just has to be crazy.
So, it's not crazy. It's not. It's like not too crazy, but like... We were driving down with Liam. It was after for my soccer game. We got Steak and Shake. Got a banana milkshake like a retard. Because I wanted to get vanilla, right? But I don't know why.
The fat lady pressured you. She was like, get the vanilla, get the banana.
And I was like, come on. Stop biting my dick. Like, all right, fine, I'll get it. Jeez.
No.
I didn't like it. It was terrible. So we're driving down the street, right? In like really ghetto part of Orlando, right?
Yeah.
And so we were like, I can't remember the exact road because I just can't. But this is all 100% true. We're driving by and we're at a stoplight, right?
Yeah.
And there's this man, like pants pulled all the way down, like schlongs blown in.
Oh yeah, the guy being on the side of the road.
Like, breeze going up against his taint and everything. Like, balls out, just, like, peeing.
He had his shorts all the way down.
Yeah, shorts all the way down.
He wasn't even trying to cover his dick. He just, like, he was literally on the sidewalk peeing in the road.
Yeah, he was, like, tracking cars. There was a car full of, like, college girls beside us wearing, like, bikinis, super thick. And the guy... yells over him like, hey, baby, you want some of this?
Yeah. This fucking... That guy was so creepy, dude.
It was disgusting. And, like...
He had, like, no top hat. It was, like, his hair was, like, just, like, poofing out on the sides. And, like, his hair on the top was just, like, bald.
Yeah, it was... It was crazy. Like, it's not one of those funny, crazy stories. It was just, like...
Weird,
crazy. He's like... Yeah. I've never seen anything like that. And that also brings me another point. I was driving down the street with my mom, right? And we see this girl, like, butt naked, like...
Fucking naked? Like, just naked?
Yeah, like, tits out, everything. Thick girl, just, like, legs spread, pooping on the side of the road.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yes!
Serious? Serious?
Yes, like, you can ask my mom.
She was taking a shit on the side of the road. Full ass naked.
Yeah, and we were at a stop sign, so we had to legally stop right next to her. And so I just look over, and I'm just like, Mom? What the fuck is this?
The fuck is this?
And I just look back at my mom, and she's just like, only in Florida.
Only in Florida? Okay, guys.
My mom... hilarious.
That feels like a good time to end it. I'll see you on the next episode of Liam's stories.
I won.
Oh, fuck you.